forgive us our debts. Do you have a sense today of how much you owe to Almighty God? The love that laid hold of you and laid hold of me when we were dead in trespasses and sins and brought us to life in Jesus Christ. By grace we have been saved through faith.
Welcome to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. We're continuing our series today, Six Things to Ask of God, as we take a look at the Lord's Prayer. And Colin, today we come to a phrase that many of us know well, forgive us our debts. But why do you think it is so important for us to honestly take a look at how much God has forgiven us?
Well, because of the second part of that phrase that you just referred to, Steve, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. It's really, really, really hard to forgive. And as you're listening to the program today, there's probably something in your life that you think, I would like to be able to forgive that, but I don't know how to do it. How can I forgive? Well, what we're going to see today is that the key to forgiving others is to realize in a deeper way how much God in Jesus Christ has forgiven you. That's where we begin. Forgive us our debts. When we have a sense of what it is that we have been forgiven for, that's the beginning of cultivating the spirit that will then enable us to reflect the forgiveness that we've received into the lives of others who may have wounded and hurt us. So, Steve, this is a very practical subject that we're looking at today. It's a very wonderful one. We want to be able to forgive. We live in a divided world in which there's more and more arguing and fighting. We want to be able to pursue reconciliation. And where does that begin? Well, it actually begins in this place of seeing more clearly how much God has forgiven me in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, let's continue to look at this today from God's Word. We begin our message called God's Forgiveness. Here is Pastor Colin.
So now today then, we come to this fifth petition of the Lord's Prayer, and it is absolutely vital for us today and every day. We're going to look at why we need to be forgiven and why we need to forgive. And then we're going to look at how we can be forgiven and how we can forgive. There are really four key words in this fifth petition of the Lord's Prayer: debts, debtors, forgive, and us. And we're going to look at each of these together. So let's begin with debts. And here we're looking at why we need to be forgiven. Jesus says, forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Now, it seems quite clear that our Lord Jesus taught the Lord's Prayer on more than one occasion. And Luke records that Jesus said, forgive us our sins. And so very clearly, putting these side by side, our sins are being described as debts to God. And then you see that our Lord here speaks about debtors, that is, people who have sinned against us. So here's the reality of our position in this world. We need to get this settled in our minds. We sin, and we are sinned against. We have debts, and we have debtors. Now, in using the language of debt and of debtors, our Lord makes it very clear that each of us lives within a network of relationships in which we have responsibilities and obligations. Debts, debtors. That means that there are certain things that I owe to God, and there are certain things that I owe to other people, and there are certain things that other people owe to me. Notice that there is only one who stands outside of this network of obligations, and that one, of course, is God himself. God is no one's debtor. Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given a gift to him in order that God should be in his or her debt and need to repay him or her? No, God owes us nothing. But we have an obligation to God, and we have an obligation to others. Now, what is this obligation that we have to God and that we have to others? Well, very clearly, the Lord Jesus sums it up for us in a single word. Our obligation to God and our obligation to others is summed up in the word love. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's our Lord Jesus' summary of all of the Ten Commandments. This is what God requires of us. Now, when we think about our sins, what usually comes first to mind is things that we have thought or said or done that are wrong. But the starting point in understanding the extent of our sin is not so much with what we have done, but with what we have failed to do. We owe God a life of devoted love every hour of every day for the entire course of our lives. And what we owe, we have not paid. And because God calls us to love, we have an obligation not only to love him, but also to love others. Love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you." Now, that means, if I can put it in a personal way, I owe it to you to always seek your best interest. We owe a debt of love to one another. You owe a debt of love to your husband, to your wife, to your parents, to your children, to your neighbors, to your friends, to your employer, to your employees, to your business partners, and to your colleagues. Every day of our lives, we owe a debt of love to God and a debt of love to each other. And however much we love, that debt is never fully paid. And that is why Paul says in Romans chapter 13 and verse 8, "Let no debt remain outstanding except your continuing debt to love one another." You have one debt that always remains outstanding. It is never paid off. And that is your debt of love, your debt to love God, and your debt to love others. Now, Jesus is making this very clear. Our sins are debts. They are measured in our failure to love God and in our failure to love others. We have not loved God as he has loved us, and we have not loved our neighbor as we have loved ourselves. And this debt of love, because love is that to which God has called us, it is a debt that we have not paid, and it is a debt that we cannot pay. So that's the first thing. Why do we need to be forgiven? Because we have an unpaid debt. And Jesus makes it very clear. Now, second word that's really important here is the word debtors. And here we're looking, of course, at the subject of why we need to forgive. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Now, take in what the Lord Jesus is teaching us here. This means that there will be people in your life who will not give you what they owe. God places on you an obligation to love others, and God places on others an obligation to love you, but we live in a fallen world. And just as you have defaulted in what you owe to God and what you owe to others, so others will default in what they owe to God and in what they owe to you. They will be your debtors. Now, friends, this is a really important principle for us to settle in our own minds and our hearts. It will help you greatly to live in this world. If you can settle this in your mind and in your heart today, there will be people and perhaps many in your life who will fail to give you what they owe. They will not love you well. They will hurt you. They will disappoint you. They will not give you the grace that they should give you when you let them down. They are your debtors, and a debtor is a person who has wronged you in any way. But here's the thing. When another person fails to love me well, I am still under a God-given obligation to love that other person well. And that really is the heart of the challenge of living as a Christian in this fallen world. What does it look like then to love other people well? Now, there is, of course, a difference between our love for God and our love for others. Loving God means that we obey all his commands. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will obey my commandments." So loving God means doing all that God says. But clearly loving other people does not mean that we are under an obligation to do what every other person ever tells us to do. That would be to put others in the position that belongs to God alone. So what does it mean for us to love other people well?
You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith in a message called God's Forgiveness, looking at the section of the Lord's Prayer that says, "Forgive us our debts." And we're looking at why we need to be forgiven and what we need to forgive. We'll get back to the message in just a moment, so hope you'll stay with us. If you ever miss a broadcast, you can listen online at openthebible.org. Or you can order a copy of the entire series, Six Things to Ask of God, on CD. Ask about that when you call us at 1-877-OPEN-365. That's 1-877-673-6365. Or you'll find ordering information online at openthebible.org. Back to the message. Here's Pastor Colin.
So what does it mean for us to love other people well? Let me give you four pointers from the scripture in that regard. It means, first, consideration. Jesus said in what is often referred to as the golden rule in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 12, "Do to others what you would have them do to you." So here's what it looks like to love other people well in this fallen world. It means very simply that you put yourself in the shoes of the other person. And you try to look at the situation from his or her point of view. And then you do for that person what you would hope for if you were the one who was in their position. That's consideration. And it's the first part of loving other people well. And then, of course, we are called to empathy, which is another part of loving others well. The scripture puts it like this: we're to rejoice with those who rejoice, and we're to weep with those who weep. In other words, love doesn't live in isolation. Love enters into the joys and sorrows of other people, and in that way expands our experience. This is a beautiful thing, brothers and sisters. Love means that other people's joys are a joy to you. And that gives you more joy in your life. And love means that other people's sorrows are a sorrow to you. And that means that you take them into your life. And it also means that when you sorrow, others will take some of that into their lives and will share it with you. That's love. And then love is expressed in grace. Listen to how Peter puts this. Love covers over a multitude of sins. Now, think about this and think about its importance in this world where we get irritated with each other, disappointed with each other so often. When God justified you, he put all your sins under the blood of Jesus, every single one of them. That means that God put under the blood of Jesus sins that you were not even aware of at the time, and some sins that you're probably not even aware of now. Now, Peter is not talking here, of course, about covering up crimes that need to be exposed. His point is simply this: God does not take us to task for every sin that we commit. And therefore, there's no reason for us to do that towards others. What God does towards us is that for Christ's sake, he covers over a multitude of sins. That is what God has done for us. And that is what he calls us also to do for others. And you know, this grace is the oil of human relationships. And then loving others well, of course, means one more thing that's at the heart of this fifth petition of the Lord's Prayer, and that is forgiving. Forgive one another as God in Christ has forgiven you, we read earlier from Ephesians and chapter 4. In other words, we are called as part of loving other people well to forgive those who have wronged us, to forgive those who have failed us, to forgive those who have disappointed us, and we are called to do this as we have been forgiven. In other words, the starting point for forgiving others is always knowing the extent of the forgiveness that you have received yourself. Look at how you have been loved by God, and that will help you to love other people well. And that then brings us to the third word that, of course, is right at the very center of this fifth petition of the Lord's Prayer. We've looked at why we need to be forgiven because we have debts. We've looked at why we need to forgive because we have debtors, others who have failed us. Now we come to the question, well, how can we be forgiven? Forgive us our debts. Now, that is a really big ask. Imagine going to someone to whom you owe $100,000 and saying, I'm asking you to write off this debt. And Jesus invites us to make a far bigger ask of God. When we ask God to forgive us our debts, we are confessing not only that we have failed to pay, but we are actually confessing that we cannot pay. That's why we ask him to forgive. We don't go to God and ask for terms. We don't go to God and say, now, Father, I want to make it up to you by being a good mother from now on, or a good student from now on, or a really good Christian from now on. No, when we pray, forgive us our debts, we are saying to God, I cannot pay you. I cannot balance my account in your book. I can't do it now, and I can't do it ever. So, Father, my only option is to plead that you, in your mercy, will forgive my debt, that you will wipe the slate clean, and that you will cancel what I owe. Now, there are two questions here that are really important, the why and the how. Let's take the why first. Why does a Christian need to pray this prayer? You see, when we come to faith and repentance in the Lord Jesus Christ, The Bible's very clear. God justifies us fully, completely, and forever. He drops all charges against us when we come to him through faith in Jesus, so that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Now, here's the question. If it is really true that God has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west, why would any of us need to pray, "Forgive us our debts" this week? And the answer to that question is simply this. The point of this prayer is not that condemnation should be removed. That's happened already for those who are in Christ, and he's speaking here to his disciples. The point of this prayer is not that condemnation should be removed, but that fellowship with God should be restored. We are God's wayward children, prone to wander. Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. And God's justified children sin in many ways. When we sin, our sins do not bring us back into condemnation. But here's what happens. They really do clog up our relationship with God. And the great desire of God's children is always that we should honor his name, that we should extend his kingdom, that we should seek to do his will. We want, as God's children who love him as our own father, we want to walk with him as closely as it is possible for a redeemed sinner to do in this world. To walk with God is our hope. It is our joy. It is our future. It is our destiny. And God's children want as much of this as we can possibly get right now. And that's why we pray, "Father, forgive us our debts." I don't want to live an hour of today distanced from you. I want to walk, Father, with you as closely as it is possible for a redeemed sinner to do in this world.
You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith, a message called God's Forgiveness, part of our series on the Lord's Prayer called Six Things to Ask of God. We have to pause here, but we'll continue this message on our next broadcast. If you ever miss a program, come and listen online. Our website is openthebible.org. There you can stream the broadcast or download an MP3 for free. You can also listen if you have the Open the Bible app. You'll find that for free at your app store. It's a great way to listen on the go whenever it fits your schedule. So again, get the app for free at the app store or come to our website, openthebible.org. Well, Open the Bible is a listener-supported program. We're able to be on the station, make the podcast, the website, and all the ministry tools available because of your generosity. And as you give a gift of any amount this month, we want to offer you a copy of Pastor Colin's brand new book. It's a beautiful hardcover book called 30 Days with Jesus and the Lord's Prayer. And Colin, what is this book about?
Well, it's exactly what it says, Steve. It is a book about prayer. And most of all, it's opening up the model prayer that Jesus gave to us, the Lord's Prayer, which is kind of a template that shows us how we should pray. I mean, this is a marvelous thing that the Son of God himself should tell us how we should speak to God. Well, every Christian will want to be learning from that. And what we find in the Lord's Prayer is that there are six requests, six things that we should ask of God. Three of them relate to God's glory: hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done. And three of them relate to our good: giving us our daily bread, forgiving our debts, delivering us from evil. So that's what we have in the Lord's Prayer. Jesus Christ himself teaching us how to pray, and anyone who wants to learn how to pray will benefit greatly from taking in this wonderful teaching of the Lord's Prayer.
Well, we want to send you a copy of this brand new hardcover book from Pastor Colin, 30 Days in the Lord's Prayer, as our way of saying thank you for your financial support this month. You can give online at openthebible.org or call 1-877-673-6365. That's 1-877-OPEN-365. Or again, the website is openthebible.org. For Pastor Colin Smith, I'm Steve Hiller. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time. This program is a listener-supported production of Open the Bible.
Fly Through the Bible is a short, simple, and shareable book that you can use with a friend, a neighbor, or a loved one who needs to know Jesus. It's also freely available online. Fly Through the Bible will introduce you to five people in the Old Testament, five events in the life of Jesus, and five gifts God gives to every believer. You could ask a friend to read Fly Through the Bible with you. The book has 15 chapters. You could read a chapter and meet together over coffee and discuss the questions. Fly Through the Bible is designed to help you open the Bible with others. It will give you a better grasp of the Bible story, and most of all, it will help you to grow in your love for Jesus Christ. For more information, visit openthebible.org/fly. That's openthebible.org/fly.